maybe there's a, say there's a terrible accident or something off the road, you might go and see what's happening. Somebody might say, do you need an ambulance? And you might feel the person's pulse. You might say, no, there's no need for an ambulance. He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You might say, you go out and say driving through the country and look at corn. You might say, at this time of year, it isn't as tall as it
should be.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You agree to do something, but you knew when you first agreed to do it that you.
I probably shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm.
And say a boy gets a whipping, you might say, well, I bet he did something.
I bet he done something to deserve that.
Mm-hmm. And say somebody asks you, will you do something, and refusing in a strong way, you might say, no,
I just ain't gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. And say that you were out doing some work and your kids were just out there standing around. You might say, well, you might
have helped a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And you want to indicate that you couldn't, that you know that there was a possibility that you could do something, but didn't know for sure. You might say, I'm not sure, but I
think I'll try it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What kind of birds and all do you have around here?
All I know, you got a bunch of blackbirds and sparrows and blue jays and redbirds.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the kind of bird that makes noises at night and people get scared of, kind of a hoo sound?
A meow, a hoot owl.
Hoot owl, the only kind of owl you have?
That's all I know about.
You have the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker? Yeah, we had him when I had a bunch of trees at that other house.
Did you ever heard him called peckerwood?
Yeah, I heard him called peckerwood.
Mm-hmm. And around Alabama, I guess they have the kind of animal that's black and white and has a powerful smell. He's a
skunk.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard him call anything else?
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is.
Ever heard him called polecat, maybe?
Yeah, polecat. That's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to think of.
Is there any special name that people might have for small animals that might come around and raid hen roost? Any name for
scavengers?
Yeah, scavengers. Mm-hmm. Ever heard them called varmints?
Yeah, I heard the word varmint.
Mm-hmm. What about? I guess you probably have these. We have pecan trees, and we have little animals that get up the trees.
Them squirrels, they eat them up.
And what kind of squirrels might they have around?
Yeah, squirrels is all I know.
Mm-hmm. And. You have the thing that kind of looks like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees and...
Damn rat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another one too that maybe has a stripe down its back and lives in the ground. You know what I'm talking about? Kind of like a squirrel, maybe akin to a squirrel.
Chipmunk?
Mm-hmm. They have those around here?
I don't know of any.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a... Let's see. What kind of freshwater fish do you have around here?
Well, I don't fish, but I know they got bass, and they got trout, and they got bluegill and catfish.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about all I know.
You like to eat fish?
No, I don't care to eat it.
Mm-hmm. The things, or I'm sure you have them right here that croak in the marshes and make noise.
And frogs.
Yeah, what kind of different frogs do you have?
Yes, frogs. Mm-hmm. Bullfrogs.
Yeah. You have a special name for the little bitty green ones, maybe, that just come around just after rain?
No, I don't have them. A frog.
What about if they're brown, maybe, and don't live around the water, but maybe live out in the garden, and supposed to give you warts?
I just call them a damn bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. Every toad ever calls
them? Yeah, I have heard them called toad frogs.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you go fishing with, you call what?
Bait?
Yeah.
Poles?
You might go fishing with little wiggly things.
Worms.
Yeah, what kind of worms you go fishing with?
Yes, regular damn worms. Red worms.
Mm-hmm. Red worms, yeah. And,